in our joys and concerns, what better song could we start out with? And he knows our names, not just my name, but your name. He knows our thoughts. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears us when we call. We have a couple of special requests this morning to add Maxine Peck to our prayer list. She has the early stage of breast cancer. We have another one to please pray for the Allen family at the passing of Alva Allen Jr. He passed away on Friday. That's Sharon's father. We have a joy which was passed on to me other than what is listed in the bulletin. It says, our family rejoices in the birth of our granddaughter, Grace Erin Brantley. That's from Larry and Linda Nelson. Congratulations. So. Also, we want to be sure and lift up all of the prayer concerns on the back of our bulletin, especially those in the armed forces. I had a son-in-law leave last Monday for the service. Also, I would like to especially express a thank you to all those that called me or sent a card this week for my loss that I had, which was only tools and wire, which amounted to a little over $2,000. But some thieves broke into a house where I was working and stole all my tools. And believe me, the only thing that got me through this week was prayer. And I just appreciate that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Oh, dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we welcome you here this morning into this house. We feel your presence. We know you are here with us. Lord, we know that you know us each by name, and you hear us when we call. Lord, we just lift up all of these that are in need of prayer for physical illnesses, those in loss of loved ones, those that rejoice in new birth. Father, we just thank you and praise you for all that you do for us. We just lift you up and praise you and thank you. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.